Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, right on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. My next guest is Dina Kaye. She is Danny Kaye's daughter and the executive producer of this new DVD set called Danny Kaye Legends. It is wonderful. When I was a kid, I so loved Danny Kaye. Still do, but I became completely enamored with Danny Kaye when I was a kid and loved his stuff so much. And now you can see so many of these great moments from his television show. The Danny Kaye Show ran from 63 to 67. It won Emmy Awards. And now Danny Kaye Legends is a two DVD disc set. Runs about 300 minutes. It's in color and black and white. Features a ton of great stars, a lot of great celebrities, and, of course, the great Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye's daughter is Dina Kaye, and she joins us to talk about the release of this wonderful DVD set. Dina, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I am such a huge fan of your father's. I remember when I was a kid and I saw the court jester. And the vessel and the pestle.
Oh, yes, of
course. And it was just this thing that hit me, and I loved him so much. First of all, before we get into the show and everything, what was it like growing up as Danny Kaye's daughter?
That's such a hard question to ask because I didn't know anything else.
Yeah.
You know, he was not always funny. He was a human being. He, you know, stretched out on the couch and watched television. But, you know, the most important thing is the values I learned from him. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up in Brooklyn, people were what they made themselves to be. So my father was totally not a snob, accepted people for their merits. And that's how I grew up. You know, you could, he was comfortable in, you know, at the King's Court and at a campfire.
Now, did you ever have any aspirations to get into to show business? Was that something that you were thinking about?
You know, I went to drama school for a year at UCLA, but I was shy. You know, I just couldn't pretend I was somebody else. And I think to be in a career in show business is something where you just have to become a slave to it, really. And devote your – being a journalist is what I've done for my life. You have a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more control over your time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I love the story that the official debut in show business that your father did, Danny Kaye, was a tumbler. Can you explain to the audience what a tumbler is? It's T-U-M-M-E-L-E-R, tumbler.
So tumbler, the Yiddish word – and this is not a direct translation, but it sort of means to stir things up. So it's sort of like an opening act. And so my father would be, you know, the opening act for whatever the big act was. He would just get people, you know, like somebody who opens up for a comedian. They get the audience relaxed, get them in the mood. But, you know, my father would squeeze bananas through his teeth and whatever else he did. So, you know, and they probably brought him out on rainy days, you know, entertain the guests, make them laugh. So, yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah. I had never heard that term before. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
It's a Borscht Belt term. It's a Borscht Belt term.
Borscht Belt term, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to me, you know, how much your father did. And in so many different ways. He could sing, he could dance, he could be funny, he could be dramatic. He was a true Renaissance man. He was a jet pilot. He was a master Chinese chef. Were these things that he was always interested in?
Well, at certain stages of his life, he did certain things.
Yeah.
You know, he started cooking kind of in the 60s. And that's also when he started flying. I guess most of these things started later on in his life, you know. Then he went on to own a baseball team, he said. And, you know, he was also terribly, very devoted to UNICEF. He was UNICEF's first ambassador to the World's Children. As you know, they now have hundreds of people, which is fabulous. But my mother really paved the way also for celebrities to take on a cause, which is now sort of a necessity. If you're a well-known person, you have to do something for someone who is less blessed in their life, no matter, you know, whatever you choose to do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite role that your dad played?
I don't think so. It's like saying, do you have a favorite restaurant? Do you have a favorite city? You know, it all depends on your mood. I really love Knock on Wood. I really love Me and the Colonel, where he plays a Jewish refugee during the war who's in France and is trying to get out, and it's a dramatic role. And I wish that he would have taken on more dramatic roles. And he also played a concentration camp survivor in Skokie, near your parts of the world.
Right.
He was just a wonderful, dramatic actor. So I liked everything. But I always like to point out his dramatic roles, which are less known.
And of all the things that he's done, I was just amazed to read so many of the amazing accomplishments. Now, it seems like he was constantly busy. Did he ever sleep? I mean, it just seems like he was constantly working.
Well, probably what you're reading is a biography or a summary. So, you know, it doesn't say, well, he stretched out on the couch for 3 days.
Yeah.
He was just passionate about what he did. Passionate people have a kind of energy that comes from their passion. Like conductors, musicians, and my politicians, you know, they're just driven. And my father, you know, as he once said, I needed to be an entertainer. That said, he's totally passionate about his work for UNICEF. He loved cooking. He used to do all the shopping himself and got friendly with the guy that sold the fish and the meat and the vegetables. And so he just did what he did with great passion.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your mom, Sylvia Fine-Kay. She worked with your dad side by side and was a very important part of his life and his career, correct?
Oh, absolutely. She wrote a lot of the special material for which he became known. And I don't like to call them tongue twisters because they're real words. And she was kind of an intellectual. One of the songs I love, she talks about reincarnation milk. The song's about a yogi. You know, she's very smart and brilliant and inspired by Gilbert and Sullivan and Shakespeare and Mark Twain. And so she was also a child prodigy classical pianist. And then when she and my father were in the 40s, a smash hit at a New York nightclub, and she played the piano for him. And so she was a writer, an accompanist, a general muse, I would say, for my father. Mm.
And, Dina, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Dina Kay is with us. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with more with Dina. Dina Kay, she is Danny Kay's daughter and the executive producer of the DVD set Danny Kay Legends, which you can get now. And you can check it out at DannyKay.com, and, of course, that's K-A-Y-E, DannyKay.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. More with Dina Kay and tell you all about the Danny Kay Legends DVD right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can talk and text 312-981-7200. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NickDShow. You can also check us out on Twitter. On our Facebook page, we have a link right now to all the information for the new DVD set called Danny Kay Legends. I've watched it. It's great. It's over 300 minutes. It's a two DVD disc set, which is from the 4-year run of the Emmy Award-winning Danny Kay Show. With us right now is the executive producer of this DVD set, Danny Kay's daughter, Dina Kay. And we welcome her back to the show. Welcome back, Dina.
Hi. I'd just be curious to ask you, what were your favorite things on the new DVD?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, one of my things that I love so much when I watch the old shows, I love to see the sketches. And your dad was so hilarious. And so funny, but he was such a song and dance man. I think some of the artists that are on that set are absolutely you'll never forget them. And
who are your favorites?
Well, Imogene Coca, I think, is one of the funniest women that ever walked the planet.
And I agree.
In your show of shows was such a great show, and she makes a great, you know, makes a great couple appearances on the Danny Kaye show. But I think I got to say Imogene Coca was probably, I have a personal like favorite for Imogene Coca, and to watch somebody like your father, who made me laugh so much, to see two people like that work together is just, you know, it's magic. Yeah. But a lot of great stuff. Tell me about the production itself and how you guys chose from the 4 years of shows what you chose to include in the DVD set and how that happened, you being the executive producer.
Well, there was a Christmas DVD that was done a year ago, and so we wanted to do something that really paired him up with the legends of his time. And, you know, it's almost like when Frank Sinatra or Barbra Streisand would release an album, or I don't know if Barbra Streisand did, they'd pair up with people, or you have Tony Bennett and K.D. Lang. You know, it's always interesting to see people paired up with people. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what the theory was. So they're all legends. And but I'm curious, was there anything else you really liked?
Well, I was surprised to see, you know, whenever I watch things that are like before my time, I was born in 65, so I was, you know, one or two when some of these shows that you feature in here are there. So I like to go back and look at some of the things, these older things, and then spot people that I remember from other things.
Uh-huh.
Like Harvey Korman, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, everybody remembers Harvey Korman from the Carol Burnett show, but was he an actual regular on your dad's show?
You know, can't answer that question. I think he was, but I couldn't say 100% sure. I mean, he was certainly on it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but some of the writers on the shows, and I can't remember now what they've gone on to do, but like Leigh Gelbart was a very, very famous writer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the list of writers' credits, a lot went on to do, you know, really wonderful movies and, you know, those TV shows in the 60s, like my father's and like when Carol Burnett did hers, they were sort of, I suppose you could say, like the old Borscht was when my father was there. They were training grounds for people.
Right.
You know, they got a chance to work together with an amazing talent. And it was, you know, I know you're going to think this is far off the field, but there's an architect called Renzo Piano who's very well done, who has just done the new, he did the Pompidou here in Paris, and he did the new Whitney Museum in New York, for example. But they work as a team. You know, he always says, I don't just work by myself. And so all of these shows that came together were really the team efforts of a wonderful choreographer, Tony Charmelee, the music. And, you know, one of the things my father loved to do best was sing.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite thing is that when I see him sing, I just think he said, I would always wished I could have been a group singer.
Yeah.
But, you know, to your point about how multi-talented he was.
Yeah, he was very multi-talented, absolutely, no question about it. And Dina, could you tell me a little bit about, you're the president of the Danny Kaye and Sylvia Fine Kaye Foundation. Tell me about that foundation.
Well, the foundation is very is run on the principle that we try to find people to give money to rather than a specific cause, because I feel that it's the people that you work with that you develop relationships with. So there's nothing that the foundation does that I don't have a direct relationship with and that I don't follow the grants we've done. So there's a mission statement, for instance. It's very unconventional in a way. So we have supported, since the Mikhail Baryshnikov Arts Center in New York, we've supported a very large project in India. In Paris, we supported the renovation of the foyer of one of the three major opera houses with World Monuments Fund. We support something called the Arts Arena, which is a wonderful cultural organization in Paris that does wonderful speakers. And so it's really people-related. We did a park in Cairo many, many years ago because we went we went with the Aga Khan Foundation to see what their work in Cairo was. And so there's no defining what we do. You know, we're not just environment, we're not just Mecca, we're not just theater. And it's a great joy for me to be able to do that because my father, because of who he was able to give his time to UNICEF. And I, through the foundation, can give back in many ways as he did. So I'm very inspired by what he did.
Oh, it's great. Danny Kay and the Sylvia Fine Kay Foundation. Can people learn about the foundation on a website, Dina?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we stay very quiet. We have never set up a website.
Okay.
And I frankly have never Googled the foundation. I mean, No, I'm behind the times.
Okay.
You know?
No, that's fine.
You know, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
But the foundation is an interesting thing about the foundation, especially in these times, is in Europe, where I spend a good part of the year, is that the philosophy in America of giving away is just far and away the most exciting. In Europe, people don't have the sense of giving money away. The state in so many countries is taking care of things. So it's a joy and a privilege to be able to do it.
Wow. Well, I just want to say that your father provided so much joy and entertainment to the world. And I, you know, like I said, I grew up, you know, watching Danny Kaye and loving him, everything that he did. He was one of my favorites. When I was a kid, it was all about your father and Jerry Lewis. Those were the two guys that captured my imagination every day. I just love those guys very much. And
I'm so glad.
Yeah. And the DVD set, you guys did a really wonderful job putting it together. And for those people who never got a chance to see the show, Danny Kaye Legends is out. It's a two DVD set, and it's filled with amazing stars and really funny things and really beautiful things and really musical things as well. It covers the gamut. And you can check all the information at Danny Kaye. .com, and of course that's Kaye, DannyKaye.com. Dina, a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the foundation and everything that you're happening in your life.
Thank you for supporting the work my father did. That's the most important thing. Thank you so much.
Always will. Thank you, Dina. Okay, there's Dina Kay. That's Danny Kay's daughter, doing great work with the foundation, and they put a wonderful, wonderful DVD set together, Danny Kaye Legends. And it was an Emmy Award-winning television show. The Danny Kaye Show ran from 1963 to 67, and it's loaded with stars and loaded with really great things for everybody to be entertained by. The great Danny Kaye. If you've not seen his work, really, you should check it out. The movies, the stage work that he did, the music that he played, he could sing, he could dance, he could act, he could do dramatic, he could do comedy. Just a great entertainer all the way around. And so check out DannyKaye.com. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information about Danny Kaye Legends. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio.